If you were to take out your smartphones and search the word love, please don't. I need you all to trust me on this one. You will come across over 14 million web references. And if you do not have the time, desire, or technology to pique your interest, what numbers 1 and 2 are, trust me on this one. I have a suggestion. Just remember what Jesus tells us about love in today's gospel. Jesus tells us that if we truly want to understand the ways and desires of God, we need to see things through the lens of love. The love that Jesus is talking about is more than emotion, more than a feeling. It is an action. We are called to love God above everything and to love our neighbors as ourselves. There are many things in life that we probably do love because they provide us with a sense of satisfaction, joy, or peace. Love is relational, and when we express ourselves as loving someone, we sense the touch of God's finger upon our souls, which motivates us to see what is good in life. Yet, after all, we are human, prone to the temptations of life that can distort what true love is and the ability to make a personal choice whether to love or to not love. Take, for example, the Pharisee that tests Jesus in today's gospel. There is nothing to suggest that he did not love God, and he probably nodded his head when Jesus reminded the crowd of the first and greatest commandment to love God with all of one's heart, soul, and mind. But what was his reaction when Jesus continued teaching, saying that there was a second commandment, which was like the first one, love your neighbor as yourself? For a Jew of the first century, loving God was natural, but it was inconceivable to love the Romans, Gentiles, and Samaritans of the day. But before we write off the Pharisee as being intolerable, just close your eyes for a moment and listen as Jesus calls you to love your neighbor as yourself. Who is the first person that comes to mind? Someone you love or someone you have a difficult time loving? Jesus' call is all-embracing, and it is frightening. Sometimes it is much easier to love the God we do not see and ignore the sister or brother at our side. The commandment of love is an inspiring and challenging summary of what it means to be a Christian. There is no aspect of human conduct which it does not embrace. And this is why our Lord reminds us today how love applies to our relationship with God and with other people. We must love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. We must desire what God desires. This is the heart. We must value and understand all things the way God does. This is the mind. And we must actively live in accordance with those desires and that understanding, choosing what God would choose in our place. This is the soul. Then, we must love our neighbors as we love ourselves, treating them as we would want them to treat us, regardless of how we feel. This is Christian love, not some passing, self-indulgent emotion, but a courageous lifestyle that puts God's first, others second, and ourselves third. The courage and self-forgetfulness of Christian love is most fully exemplified by Jesus himself. He is our model of how to love God and love neighbor. Jesus' entire earthly mission shows us what true love looks like in a sin-filled world. It is all about self-giving and not at all about self-indulgence. This is why the church constantly puts before our eyes and minds the image of the crucifix. It is the image of love, of Jesus' love for us, and the path we must follow to learn to love like him, a path that requires lasting courage more than a passing emotion. And there are some simple steps we can take to follow and grow in the love that Jesus calls us to embrace. We can begin by telling God each and every day that we sincerely want to follow his commandments and love like him. This is how we love God, by wanting what he wants. Second step to loving like Jesus is making frequent use of the sacrament of reconciliation so that we have a clean heart. We need to make sure there is nothing blocking God's transformative grace inside of us, because without that grace, we cannot make any progress. Third step is praying for other people. When we pray for people, we are exercising both loves at the same time. We show our love for God by talking to him and expressing confidence in his goodness and power, and we show our love for our neighbor by caring about them. And lastly, by treating those people close to us with sincere respect and kind attention. We have to start with those close to us, with our families, friends, co-workers, and classmates. It is easy to put on the appearance of Christ-like love with people that we do not have to deal with regularly. However, Jesus' life reminds us that we should not be interested in appearances. We should always strive for the courageous lifestyle of Christian love. Hold in your hearts that when we love others with charity, we love God through them. Our every loving act towards them becomes an expression of our love for God. Friends, we were created by love, saved by love, and called to love others. So, as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can let go of? What are those things that we need to do to truly love God above everything and to truly love our neighbor as ourselves?
Let us stand.